It is Ian Ryan with your pre-match warm-up. I've got Kiefer, Keo and Neil with me for this one. We will be looking ahead to Fulham at Craven Cottage on Sunday as we move through the show. But Kiefer, I'll start with you. There was a match last night. There was a press conference last night. I'm going to ask all of you gentlemen in the room what the manager was asked, which was at the halfway stage of the season. First of all, sum it up for me where we are, but also from an aspiration and ambition point of view, realistically, what can Liverpool achieve this season?
It's a good question. And to be honest, at this stage of the season, I'm not too sure. And I think if you ask a lot of people, I don't think they'll be too sure either. I think if I was to pick a word to sum it up a few weeks ago, it probably would have been transition. But I don't, at this point now, I don't know what we're transitioning towards. You know, I don't know what the style of play we're moving towards is. I don't know what the identity of the team is at this stage in time. So it's quite a difficult one. Obviously, off the back of last season, it's been a really disappointing season for Liverpool so far. It started really well. Clearly a false dawn there, and it's just kind of they've kind of steadied the ship in recent weeks after that run they had in October, November time. But on the whole, I think it's very much going to be a season similar to 22-23, where you might win three games on the bounce, you might draw two, lose one. You don't know what Liverpool team you are going to see when you go into the ground. I think that's a real problem, and it makes it really hard to kind of to place what the expectations are of this team and what they could be capable of between now and the end of the season. I think obviously Champions League is paramount. I think considering how tight the league is, I would have said before last night that their place is still on. I think that would have been realistic, but I think when you have those kind of performances last night where it is toothless and, you know, the crowd's a bit restless, the manager doesn't really know what direction he's heading in, you know, can Liverpool overturn a 6-7 point swing with Aston Villa? I'm sure Aston Villa will drop off. We said before the show, maybe they haven't got the squad. Obviously with European football in there in the new year as well, you know, they could tail off and that opportunity could arise. But I just don't know if Liverpool will be there or thereabouts to kind of take an advantage of that. I think they will get Champions League. I think you have to look at Chelsea, who are in fifth at the minute. Manchester United, they're just as inconsistent. Chelsea obviously going through a difficult stage with the managers and stuff. So I think, you know, I'd be confident at this point, say Liverpool are finishing in the top four. But beyond that, I'm not really sure how it looks. I'm not sure what they could do in the Champions League in the new year. There's been talk of people saying this year, well, the league might be a write-off. Could they go and do something in Budapest in May? But on the basis of kind of what we've seen over the last 6 to 8 weeks, I would probably say not. You know, I'd love to be proved wrong. And this Liverpool team have shown this season that they can go and win one-off games, big games under the lights. You know, they beat Real Madrid at Anfield, and they beat Inter Milan at the San Siro. So they are perhaps capable of doing that. But I think if they are to kind of get anywhere near the latter stages of the Champions League, I think that would need to be done with reinforcements in January. So I think my answer now would be very different to what it could be in a month, depending on what happens and different moving parts.